I sat down this last week to reflect on Lamentations and work on this sermon, and it was during that time I took a quick break and checked the news, and I was confronted by a horrific story, and it was there I saw his name, Ahmaud Arbery. Ahmaud had been out for a run near his home in Brunswick, Georgia, something so many of us do, when he was brutally shot and killed by two white men who thought he resembled a burglary suspect. They chased him down the street in their truck before confronting him and gunning him down in broad daylight. The event was even caught on camera, further showing the brutality of what happened. And in spite of the brazen nature of this act, one that even has video evidence, justice seemed slow to progress. And at this moment, the state has still not decided to charge the two men with a crime. Ahmaud's mother, Wanda Cooper, said in a brief and grief-filled statement, "I just think about how they could allow these two men to kill my son and not be arrested. That's what I can't understand." The utter grief and confusion could clearly be heard in her voice. We talked last week about how many parts of the Book of Lamentations are patterned after ancient funeral dirges. The people who are left in Jerusalem after Babylon had utterly destroyed it are grieving. And their collective grief takes the form of a funeral dirge. With the body of the city laid out before them, they mourn their loss and the suffering it has brought to the people. And while lament must begin with an honest acknowledgement of the body that is being mourned and those who are suffering its loss, it does not end there. Lament also involves an honest look at how we ended up with the body in the first place. Lament is also concerned with the culpability of what occurred. If we read the narrative of the Bible and look through the Book of Lamentations, we see that the lament over the destruction of Jerusalem involved the people asking this question: why did this happen? And one of the answers that they found, we had a part in this. Our failure to live as the people of God in the world, people of love and justice and peace, that led to this happening. Today in America, we must practice lament because we are all invited to a collective funeral. There is a body on display, and his name is Ahmaud Arbery. But to accept this invitation to his funeral requires us to lament. And lament requires us not only to acknowledge his body, brutally gunned down in broad daylight on the street, but also the white supremacy and the systemic racism that fueled his murder. But for many in America, especially those of us who are white and privileged, this is a hard invitation to accept. Because to accept this invitation is to acknowledge that we are beneficiaries of a system that leads to young men being executed while simply exercising. To accept this invitation requires us to work at dismantling the structures and the systems that we benefit from for the sake of our black neighbors and all those who suffer from white supremacy. And for too many in America today, this is an invitation that will sadly be declined. But for those of us in the church who follow the way of Jesus, we must accept this invitation to lament in a way that acknowledges the reality of suffering and oppression, to lament in a way that asks us to sit with those who are hurting, offering no easy fixes or saying too many words, and also looking at the cause of their pain and what, if anything, we might do to see that pain lessened. There is so much to lament in our world today. And indeed, as we enter yet another month of social isolation, the lament of our present pandemic is ever present. And everything right now can be so, so overwhelming. But as people called to live out the good news of God's love and justice in our world today, lament must be more than an event. Must be part of the very fabric of our shared life together. As we go into our world to share the love of God with our neighbors, we will be confronted by the pain and suffering caused by racism, by white supremacy, by poverty, by sexism, by economic injustice and income inequality, and so many other unjust realities in our world today. And when we do so, we will have a choice. Have a choice when we see that suffering. We can ignore it, explain it away, downplay it, move quickly past it, just giving it a glance. Or we can see it, acknowledge it, sit with those who are hurting, listen to those who are in pain. And through that lament, we can begin to envision a world that is more just, more beautiful, more peaceful, more full of life, where all people can thrive. But the path to that new world is through lament, because only when we're honest about our present world and our role in that pain and suffering can we begin to create something new. So let us, as followers of Jesus, choose this hard but vital path, a path that can see God's love and God's justice come into our world today. Let us do this together.